Number 5. Greek Town. 200 years ago, this block of West 200 South between 400 and 600 West would have looked vastly different. It was once the center of one of the largest and earliest ethnic neighborhoods established around the railroad, Greektown. The Greeks were some of the first immigrants to Salt Lake, arriving in the mid to late 1800s. In 1911, nearly 60 Greek businesses occupied the two blocks. Along its two-block area were small hotels and boarding houses, grocery stores, and bakeries. Though long considered a bad area of town, Greektown housed traditional coffee houses and saloons for many decades. Though the name of the local track stop references the early immigrants, today there is little indication of the Greek population here. As we continue down the block, listen for more of the history of each of these buildings. Constructed slightly later than other buildings in Greektown, 579 West, 200 South, was completed in 1927 by the W.H. Bintz Company. By this time, Greektown was slightly in decline. The Bintz Company was self-described as wholesalers, bakers, confectioners, and dairy equipment suppliers. 566 West 2nd Street. Built in 1903 by Greek immigrant John Makono, the building at 566 West 200 South experienced multiple uses over 30 years. Though Makono owned it, he leased it to different business proprietors. First record of this building is serving as the Rio Grande Saloon in 1905, owned by Rafael Jaqueta, and by 1907 by Vlise Vasali. Up until 1921, the building was run as a saloon. In 1921 until 1924, Utaji Narasaki, likely a Japanese immigrant, ran a billiard parlor here. Over the course of the next 10 years, it was a coffee house, another pool hall called Pastime Pool, a cafe, a fruit market called Social Fruit Market, and a residence for Mary Chavez and later Joseph Fonio. In recent years, the building remains in use as a warehouse. 565 West 2nd Street. John J. Corum had this building constructed at 565 West 200 South, where it remained Greek-owned for nearly the next 50 years. Original occupant records indicate it as a dry goods and clothing store. Between 1911 and 1914, George Dokas ran a bakery, and after 1914, John Pappas ran a cafe and coffee house. From 1928 until the 1950s, it was a cafe. This building remained a very important part of the Greek community due to the prolonged Greek-related owners. 560 West 2nd Street. The building at 560 West 200 South experienced a wide variety of uses. The original owner leased it to Dora B. Topham in 1908, who ran the restricted red light district across the street. At this time, Greektown was considered an area that many LDS Salt Lakers didn't visit because of the immigrant population. Over the next several years, the building was a restaurant owned by many different owners, and from 1922 to 1935, it served as the Metropolitan Hotel.